This is Fresh Air. Many little boys dream of growing up and playing professional baseball. With the creation of the Colorado Silver Bullets, now little girls can have those same dreams. The Silver Bullets is the first all-female team recognized to compete against men in the minor leagues, which banned women from playing in 1953. Their season opened this month, and they're scheduled to play some 50 exhibition games against over 30 semi-pro and minor league teams. The 24-member Silver Bullets is backed by the Coors Brewing Company. Their first few games have demonstrated that they have a long way to go to compete equally against more seasoned male players. Last night, they scored their first run of the season. We caught up with pitcher Lisa Martinez and manager Phil Niekro right before last night's game. Niekro is a veteran of the major leagues. He pitched for the Atlanta Braves and was a 5-time Golden Glove winner. He retired in 1987 from the majors at the age of 48. Lisa Martinez played softball through high school and college and went as far as she could go professionally in the sport. She had stopped playing softball when she heard about the tryouts for the Silver Bullets. I asked her what those tryouts were like.
Tryouts, gosh, I was supposed to try out right near my hometown in Sacramento, and the tryouts were scheduled to be from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And I guess they changed the time, like the day or the two before, and I got there and the tryouts were finished. You know, they had them from 10 to 1 instead. So I didn't realize until that point how much I actually wanted to do this, because I was devastated, to say the least. And that's when I made plans, when's the next time I could go? And so I went to try out in Denver.
What did you see in Lisa Martinez, who's one of your pitchers?
Well, I was not at the tryout camp. When they got signed, I was back in Atlanta with some other previous engagements. All I know is when I talked to Tommy Jones, who is our player coordinator, who left the Chicago Cubs organization to come with us, and my brother Joe Niekro, who's my pitching coach, when I talked to them after the workout, they said, you got to see this young lady throw, but she throws underhand like a softball. And at first I thought, well, how can someone do that? I've never seen anyone in baseball do that before. And they were telling me how she throws and the velocity she had and what her ball does. And they said, we signed here, we're going to bring in the spring training camp. So I think probably of all the people that we had signed and brought to spring training camp, I guess I was more curious than anyone about what I'm going to see as far as what a lady can do with a baseball throwing like a softball.
Let me ask you, Lisa, because you said until you signed with the Silver Bullets, you'd always played softball.
Right.
You've never pitched overhand?
No. Actually, you know, they would have, when I was in Denver, and maybe the first day of spring training, they would have me throw like 2 minutes overhand, 2 minutes underhand, you know, and then back and forth. And then pretty much by the second or third day, they were having me just throw underhand, Lisa.
Well, what do you get with an underhand pitch that you don't get with an overhand?
My fastball is a natural sinker, so it pretty much drops, you know, off. And then I have my curve, which is probably similar to a baseball slider, and I have a knuckleball. And I haven't tried any of my other, I had a few other pitches with softball, but I haven't tried them or worked on them. You know, I just worked on the three that I'm pitching now.
Now, Phil, what do you see with Lisa's pitching? Which you say is unusual.
I see a ball that has very much movement from under there. I was surprised that the ball moved that well from under there. Her curveball, which at times is an excellent curveball, she's having a little trouble at times finding the strike zone with that, but soon she gets that under control. She's going to be even better pitcher than she is right now. She has a knuckleball, which she does very well for a changeup. So she's got three pitches going. The thing that's so unique about that is maybe not throwing a ball that way, but the reaction from the batters who we've played so far is they've never seen the ball come from under there. Normally you see a baseball thrown overhand or a three-quarter or a sidearm and maybe a little underhand, but nothing from the style that she's throwing it from. And a lot of the batters are very confused because they just don't know what that ball is going to do under there. They can't pick it up. It's a ball that you just don't see until it leaves almost from the right knee in Lisa's case. So they're having a hard time adjusting to that pitch. And she's made some batters look very bad this year for the simple reason it's not the speed, but it's just the location where it's coming from, the movement on the ball. And they've just you know, they've just never seen that before in their whole lifetime.
Lisa, did it take some time to get used to holding a baseball as compared to a softball?
The holding, it wasn't too bad. I would say the most difficult thing for me was the first time I stood on a mound. The way, when you pitch a softball, you usually are standing on the ground, you know, and it's a very upward movement. You know, you drive with your legs up. And baseball is more of a falling down the hill movement, so they're totally contradictory. So the toughest thing, I remember the first time I tried it, I thought I wrenched my knee, my ankle, my Achilles right out, and then I tried it again, not stepping as hard as I used to. It's just a matter of getting used to it.
Well, we're going to just take a short break, and we'll be right back. And our guests on Fresh Air today are Lisa Martinez. She's a pitcher with the Colorado Silver Bullets. We're also joined by Phil Niekro, who's manager of the team. And the Bullets is the first women's professional baseball team to compete completely against men. We'll be back after a short break. This is Fresh Air. I'm speaking with Phil Niekro. He's manager of the Colorado Silver Bullets, and also with Lisa Martinez, who's a pitcher for the team, and the Colorado Bullets, the first women's professional baseball team to compete against men. Let me ask you, Phil, about what it's like to coach a team of women. Now, you played with the Atlanta Braves. What would you say is some of the big contrasts?
Well, people ask me that, and that's probably a... There's probably a lot of answers for that, but I don't see a whole lot of difference other than these women are so much more coachable than the guys are. If I took 24 guys who never played the game and 24 women, probably the 24 guys would not have the ears and the eyes to see and hear what we're showing the women they'd have, but they probably wouldn't have the patience. These women want to go out in the morning at daybreak and then at dark. They can't hit enough balls. They can't swing the bat enough. They can't take enough ground balls. They can't take enough fly balls. They want to get as much as they can within their systems as they possibly can. Men wouldn't do that. Men's always get that little ego problem. Okay, I can hit the ball and I can catch it. They might need to practice a little bit more to sharpen their skills, but the patience, they just don't have the patience. They don't have the show me, tell me everything you can about the game like the women do.
Now, I read that you've had to deal with the fact that women often apologize if they make a mistake. You've had to try to teach them how to not apologize. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that and we still have that sometimes.
I'm sorry.
It's true, Lisa, right?
We have. We're having some of the women making a bad throw or not doing what they think they should, saying I'm sorry to the other player on the ball club. They'll make a bad throw to first base and they'll kind of holler out in a slow way, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw it down there. They just don't realize that they're going to make a lot of errors. They're going to make mistakes and they're going to look foolish. They're going to make bad pitches. But that's the nature of the game.
Lisa, is that a hard habit to break, to stop saying I'm sorry?
I was probably one of the worst that was guilty of it. And so I think that I was one of the first people they probably said something to about that. You know, an occasional I'm sorry still slips out, but probably not as much as it used to.
Now, I heard of actually one of the players hit a triple, and when she got to third base, she hugged the third base coach. Is that right, Phil?
That was the spring training, our first game that we played, and had the young lady hit the ball in the gap and ran all the third base, and I think she was so excited that she hit the baseball with a wooden bat between the fielders and rounded first, second, and third. And when she got to third, she was so excited she jumped into the arms of the third base coach.
What was your reaction?
Well, everybody just said, "What am I looking? What am I seeing here?" You know, I think those are things that you don't do in softball, but I think she was so excited and so relieved that she got a hit, and she drove the ball further than she did. And right after that game, we went in and definitely had a meeting. That was the last time we saw that. We won't see it no more. I think probably that they just don't realize that when they do those things and make good plays and hit the ball hard and make big strikeouts in situations, that to a certain degree that's what they get paid for. That's what they're expected to do. So, don't let the people know or your fans know, like, God, that's the first time in my life I've ever done this. And that's what they were doing there for a while. They were congratulating each other on the field when they made a good play. There was almost times we had a call timeout so they can, all the players can congratulate the other player on the team on the outfield for making good play. You know.
You agree, Lisa, with what he's saying?
Oh, that happened at the very beginning when we first started doing a few inter-squad scrimmages. It's definitely toned down since then. You know, we're excited when something happens, but we try and wait, you know, for them to come into the dugout to tell them.
How have your opponents treated you? And when you're actually playing the game, do they look on you or treat you like a kid sister? Do they treat you like a real team, if you know what I mean?
It's different reactions from different players. I felt some people have, like the team that we're going to be playing this evening, they're a little bit older and have they're ex-major leaguers, and some will give comments to you, actually being helpful, maybe like a, you know, an older brother. I've noticed that just a little bit. A lot of times they won't talk to you at all. They don't want to be beaten by girls by any means, and they're going to do everything they can, you know, to prevent that. So they're out there to play ball. Just a wide variety of reactions.
And I'm curious for you, Phil, how other managers treat you.
Well, I you know, before the game starts, Marty, we explained to them before the game at home plate that, you know, let's just play the game as the way the game of baseball is supposed to be played. We're not looking for any favors. Don't take a dive for us. Don't throw the game just because you're beating the heck out of us. You know, we can accept that. We can handle that. We're grown-ups. You know, whatever comes our way, we can handle it, and we'll adjust to it as the season goes along. The only thing that I tell them is that just treat the game like it is. You know, we don't harass your players, don't harass ours. Don't get to the point where you're going to make a circus or a joke out of this game. If it does, then we're going to have a problem with that. But we've had a problem with one guy who was a high school coach at Bartow High School in Florida. Played left field when we played an exhibition game down there. And he got so bad and nasty in the outfield, I guess maybe he just didn't want to be there, that he made so many wisecracks to our players that, you know, we mentioned something about to their coach over there. In the fourth or fifth inning, they just ran him off the ball club. He just took his spikes and his glove and went home. And there was a high school coach. And that's the only problem we've had. Everyone's been very good to us. Everyone's been excited. And the players have been professionals and gentlemen on and off the field with it, and they're all excited to see this program work.
Can you imagine a woman playing in the major leagues?
Sure. I mean, could people imagine Jackie Robinson playing in the big leagues?
That's how you see it?
Well, sure. Who could? Whoever thought there'd be a lady driving in the Indy 500? Whoever thought there'd be a lady horse jockey? And they've been riding horses in the Belmonts or Preakness. They've done that. So the only reason you haven't seen that, or people can't imagine anyone doing that, Marty, is because the opportunity has never been there. It's here now. Coors Brewing Company has opened the window, opened the door in this country to at least give women an opportunity to find out. You don't find out in a month. You don't find out in 5 or 6 months. You don't find out in a year. It may take 2 or 3 or 4 years for someone to get to that point. But I do believe that there are women in this country that are good enough athletes, or will be good enough athletes to play high in the minor leagues. And from there, it's just a matter of what the ball club thinks that they can play in the big leagues or not.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you very much for joining us today on Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Marty, thanks for talking with us.
Lisa Martinez is a pitcher, and Phil Niekro is the manager of the Colorado Silver Bullets, the first all-female team to play against men in the minor league. This is Fresh Air.